'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Oh, thank goodness Boot Barn was there with holiday specials you'll want to share. Justin and Durango boots, what a beautiful pair. Up to $50 off Justin and $20 off Durango. These specials have been packaged with care. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. With love, Boot Barn.
Ow, ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot.
Back here at the Cyclone Arena in Russellville, Arkansas, side of the Cyclone Classic. Getting ready for the second half of play as the Pointers lead the Bombers 22-16. A couple players in foul trouble from Mountain Home, Callan Benton and David Waymire, each with two fouls. But Coach Fulcher really managed him well because they both picked up their second foul in the first quarter. He managed that well in the second quarter. Mountain Home, I tell you, they played their opening round game, or opening game of the season, to Barry Gould at home, and they haven't been back home since. In fact, they'll host Russellville on December 22nd. I'm the regular voice of the Russell Cyclones. I'm hoping to be able to make it up to Mountain Home for that ball game. It's almost like a part of the Bombers. They've been calling their games at the Cyclone Classic every year since they've been coming. I still, this day, one of the best pure scores I've ever seen is Trey Killian. I believe that was his name. That guy seemed to play for about 6 years at the for the Bombers. Boy, just one of the best scores I've ever seen. Just pure shooter. Mountain Home will have the basketball as we start the second half. It'll be the original starting lineup: Benton, Bashir, Peters, Cruz, and Waymire. They'll be moving left to right on their radio dials. We're opposite where the home fans usually sit. On the press row next to the benches. On the right side is Luke Cruz. He's 3 points in that first half. He'll give it up to the top to Benton. Nola pass inside to Waymire. Hits the shot. Count the basket. And let's see. We're not sure what the call is. They said count the basket, but now the officials. Oh, well, they're still playing music. I didn't even notice. They're playing music, and they got to shut it off there. So it's almost, I guess, like a highlight reel. What a Nola pass by Callan Benton. He was at the top of the key, and he looked over the wing and fired it down low. And, you know, it's not. It doesn't seem like a 6'9 senior, 6'9 guy, can sneak in anywhere, but Waymire did just that. He was on a left block all alone, and Al Van Buren lost him. I don't know. He's got 4 points. It makes it 22-18. Well, I mean, they can keep it going. There's nothing wrong with playing a little country music as we're, I guess, as we play some basketball. And it's funny, I didn't even notice Van Buren. Lead is dwindled down to four. Here's a cross-court pass as we're back to action. Gavin Ball was left open but won't shoot it. Gives it up, gets it right back to him. This time he will shoot it. The three-pointer misses the front of the iron. Underneath was K.J. Stewart, and Stewart missed the layup. He's 6'8", and he tried a fancy reverse layup with nobody on him. There was no reason to do it, and it hit the bottom of the rim. It came right back at him. And Callan Benton there with the rebound. He'll dribble down the floor, shoot a long three from the left wing. Callan Benton hits the three, and then he turns to his team, and he says, let's go. And just like that, Callan Benton has given the Bombers, they've cut the lead to one. Van Buren leads it 22-21. Inside pass now. Here's a layup. Left-handed layup by Gavin Ball. And Ball has 4 points. 24-21. Three-point lead by the Pointers. Bombers back to work. Benton calling for it. They're out on him. He's way out on the right of the wing. He's going to shoot this one. This one off the iron, and with a long rebound is West. The ball was deflected. Gets it back. Underhanded pass is Stewart. Stewart, 6'8". His shot was blocked out of bounds by Waymire. He didn't see Waymire coming up behind him. Blocked it out of bounds. He'll stay with Van Buren. Benton now with 11 points for the Bombers. Three-point lead for Van Buren. They'll inbound the ball on the block, but they'll throw it out up top to Jordan West. Jordan West leaves it for Presley Kendricks, and Van Buren will set up their offense there. 6:15 left to play in the third quarter. Kendricks going to launch a three, and it's good. He's got two threes in the game, and as cold as everybody was in the first half, both teams seem to be heating up here in the second. 27-21, a 5-0 run by the Pointers. On the left wing, Colton Peters drove all the way to the block, and he'll turn around, and he's out on the left wing. He's going to throw up a three from the left wing. No good. Waymar has it with the rebound, double team. He'll throw it out up top to Brashears. 5:40 left to play, third quarter. 27-21, our score, Van Buren leading. On the left wing is Cruz. Goes inside to Waymar. Shot partially blocked. They get a good portion of the arm. Waymar, a drop step, a lost art. And he, as soon as you get that guy pinned on your hip, you're going to score against out, sometimes both. And that's the second foul on K.J. Stewart. Waymar will go to the line to shoot two. Free throw is good. Hit the back of the iron, just sort of, was just dead there. Just hit and then fell through the net. Braden Gilmore, 6'3 sophomore, will check in replacing Stewart, who picked up his second foul. 27-22, our score. Van Buren leading. Waymeyer's second free throw is up. This one, no good. Rebound is chased down by Gavin Ball. Hunter Brashears made a bid for it. Didn't get it. Burnett in the front court. The Pointers lead by 5, 27-22. West uses a screen to drive inside, throws it out now to Gilmore. His shot hangs on the back of the iron, bounces three times, falls off, and Waymeyer with the rebound. He'll fire it out to Brashears, who's the outlet. He'll slow it up just a bit. Waymeyer now down the floor. He's posting up down low, looking inside, but can't get it to him just yet. At the top of the key is Brashears. He'll throw it on the left wing to Peters. Colton Peters closely guarded by Jordan West. They're applying pressure out on the wing now. Here's a long cross-court pass over on the right wing to Peters. 4:54 left to play third period. 5-point lead by Pointers. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected and stolen away by Van Buren. West coming in, left-handed left. No good. It was altered by Benton. Benton got the rebound, and he's going to be fouled. Benton went up, and I don't know if Jordan West thought he was going to be fouled or thought it was going to be blocked, but it altered his shot enough to where he bricked the layup. And Benton got the rebound and was fouled by Jordan West. 27-22 our score. Pointers lead by 5. 4.5 to go here in the third period. Here's a drive inside by Cruz. A little double clutch layup rolls in. I'm sorry, that's Colton Peters who did that. Almost thought he was going to dish it off, and now Van Buren's coach, Austin Trimble, has seen enough. He wants to call a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. The Pointers lead it by 3, 27-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Back here at the first round of the Cyclone Classic. First game of the day, first game of the tournament. And the Pointers lead Mountain Home 27-24. Bombers take a little bit of a run here. Got a three-pointer this quarter by Callen Benton. David Waymeyer with a basket, the free throw. Colton Peters, though, with that last layup to cut the lead of Van Buren to 3. And that's when Van Buren wanted the timeout. They did dribble it to half court before they got the timeout, so that's where they'll inbound it. Gavin Ball inbounds it. Jordan West has it top of the key. Uses a screen, drives right side of the lane, shoots it over Waymeyer, gets his own rebound, and dribbled it out of bounds. Went for the power dribble. He was too far underneath the basket. The power dribbled it right on the out-of-bounds line. And it could have been an up and down as he tried to double-clutch his shot to shoot it over Waymeyer, and it hit the bottom of the net. Think about it. It didn't go through. It actually hit the bottom of the net. When he caught it, I thought they were going to call him for traveling. There's a drive underneath. Peters passes it to Waymeyer. It's the easy layup. It's a one-point game, 27-26, Van Buren leading. Good drive by Colton Peters. Did that last time down the floor and hit the lamp. This time they converged on him and left Waymeyer open, and he's got 7 points. Two players, one from each team, fall down. No call. With the basketball is Kendricks. He drives inside, pulls up from 5 and knocks it down. Kendricks his first two-pointer of the game. He's got 8 points. It's back to a three-point advantage for Van Buren, 29-26. 3.5 to go, third period. Uses a screen, a Peters does. Three-pointer on the way, no good, tipped. And with the rebound is Presley Kendricks. That's really Van Buren saying over the back. I got to tell you, as a former ref, that's one of my pet peeves. There's no such thing as over the back. He was wanting to call on Waymire. Waymire never touched him. Here's a three-pointer by Van Buren, knocking it down, Presley Kendricks. The Bombers get close. They get within 1 point, 2 point, 3 points, and then Van Buren builds it back up. And so it's back to a six-point lead, 32-26. The Bombers were within one earlier this period. Here's Luke Cruz, uses a screen. Instead of shooting it, he'll get it on the right side to Benton. Cross-court pass back to left wing to Cruz. They got to go inside to Waymire. Great pass. It was a catch and pass as quick as he could. Brashears is a touch pass inside to Waymire. We'll get the shot. Waymire's got 9. He's got 7 this quarter. 32-20. Just threw it away. Jordan West was coming up to set a screen, and his brother Zane West thought he was coming to get the ball, and so he threw it, and nobody was there. 32-28, Van Buren leads with the Bombers with the basketball. 2:25 left to play here in the third period. Benton a little too close to him. He drives around his man, throws it on the left wing to Cruz. Behind the three-point line, gets it to Peters. Faking the three is Cruz. Going side to Waymire. Again, a great pass, but this time from Benton. And Waymire hits the layup. He's got 11. 32-30. Van Buren, really, that's the same exact play, just different players around the three-point line. He caught it. Passes from the left corner to the right block, and Waymire was open both times. Here's a shot. Parkland block. It goes in. They're going to get a foul called on the Bombers. This shot by Braden Gilmore. Waymire hit the ball somehow. It got up over his finger. They're going to get him part of the body there. That's number 3 on David Waymire. And Coach Trimley, Van Buren, is politicking a little bit for that. Foul. Free throw is no good. But more importantly, other than that, is the third foul. Waymire is going to stay in. A minute 50 left to play in the third period. Bombers trailing by 4. On the right wing is Colton Peters. Cross-court pass. Talon Benton throws in the corner now to Brashears. Brashears looking inside for Waymire. Nothing yet. Benton double seam and a kick ball. They tried to pass it from the inside to the corner. It was kicked by Gavin Ball. Inbounding it on the right baseline as Brashears throws it in the corner. And now a timeout called by Coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a 30-second break. Our score, 34-30. The Pointers lead the Bombers. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carter's Jewel Chest is closing its current showroom, and everything must go. Save up to 70% off on diamonds, rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and more.
Hi, this is Beth Carter. We are closing our current showroom and expanding to serve you better. So come see us now for our best deals ever.
And now, take up to an additional 25% off. Yes, up to 70% off and up to an additional 25% off. Hurry to Carter's Jewel Chest before these deals are gone. Carter's Jewel Chest, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Minute 33 left to play in the third quarter. Bombers trailing by 4. Inbounding it on the right baseline will be Hunter Brashears. Just inbounds in the corner to Talon Benton. Closely guarded by Jordan West. Got both hands on. Better watch that. They're going to go inside. Cruz shot partially blocked. Van Buren comes up with it. Jordan West has it. Usually they'll allow you one hand, not two. Jordan West might have got away with something there. They'll get off to Zane West with a minute 13 left to play third period. On the right wing, looking inside, they're going to go down low. Underneath to Hendricks, passes the ball, and the ball hits the layup. Evan Ball's got 6 for this quarter. That's a 6-point lead for Van Buren, 36-30. In the front court, it's Colton Peters. Throw it to the corner to Shears. Sets the screen. With it now is Benton. He'll try the right wing with 45 seconds left. Cruz drives inside, misses the shot, but he's going to go to the line to shoot 2. Luke Cruz has been in the line already this afternoon. He's 1-for-1. That foul's on Gavin Ball. That's his second, third personal. That's the third team foul on Van Buren. 42 seconds left to play, third period.
Hey, be ready for press offense.
Free throw is good. And your coach expecting the Bombers to press after this free throw. Second free throw is good. Get a boat. 3-3 from the line this afternoon. He's got 5 points. 4-point advantage for Van Buren. Bombers hanging around. They lost to Van Buren last week, 60-45. They trail by four here as it's closing out the third period. Van Buren again going to dribble around midcourt to do this at the end of the second quarter. Play for one shot. Here's 26 seconds left to play. Time to take the winner of this game to play the winner of Sylvan Hills, Greenwood. The loser will play the loser of that game. Sylvan Hills and Greenwood play at 7 o'clock this evening. 12 seconds. Now St. West starting the offense. Gets it on the left wing with 8 seconds. And the basketball is Kendricks. He's double-teamed. He threw it away. Tried to go down low. He threw it away. The double-team made him back up a little bit, made him do something he didn't want to do. And the Bombers with 3.1 seconds left. They'll have to go length of the floor, but maybe get a shot off here. Inbounding the ball is Hunter Brashears. He throws it. It's going to be intercepted at half court. Presley Kendricks launches a three on the buzzer. It's no good. After three quarters of play, Van Buren leading Mountain Home 36-32. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
As we start the final quarter of play, Van Buren will have the basketball. The Pointers leading the Bombers 36-32. Bombers hanging around.